Welcome to this amazing, mind-blowing podcast.
I'm now joined by two lovely fellas from the Aughty Porty Hip Hop Hustle. We have Johnny Waters and Assorted Hamish. More dinner to you both, my friends. How you doing?
More dinner, Zach.
More dinner, brother.
Nice. I like How's that you it? Both bringing in bucket hats. Was that planned?
We're on the hip hop vibes.
Yeah, man. Like, shout out Schoolboy Q or Mac Miller. Like, I think they pioneered that. And
LL Cool J,
he's an OG.
Nah, yeah. A lot of bucket hats.
Yeah. I was more thinking about the last, kind of like, last, particularly the last 12 years. Probably one of my favorite.
Yeah, you know. I really rate the old like corduroy bucket hats from the '80s. Yes. You know, back in that oversized kind of baggy area.
Yes. And a beach towel looking one.
Yeah, that sort of. It's a good time.
Hard.
All right, we're gonna start off this corduroy by asking a pretty hard question that we can always circle back to if it's too hard. But favorite hip hop track, album, whatever it is from 2024 so far, can be international, can be domestic. We can always circle back to it, but I do want to know. I've got a few contenders in my brain. Oh. This has been a really good year for hip hop.
Should we just say album?
Yeah, let's go album. Let's go album.
Album, man.
Oh man, this might be potentially be a circle back. Off the top of my head.
Mm-hmm.
I do think maybe Ab Soul's last album.
Oh, the new one.
Is it Herbert?
Herbert, that was like 2 years ago, but even his new one's pretty thin.
Oh, okay.
Nah, but I think like Herbert.
I mean, like favorite release of 2024 hip hop wise.
Oh, I might just circle back, mate. Maybe for me, anyway.
No, that's chill.
My brain's always like local because of Natter Birds, you know, man. Mm. So that's my bias.
Yeah. Shout out
Natter Birds. I think outside of that, LL Cool J's album, if we're kind of thinking about that, that's pretty amazing, produced by Q-Tip.
Yeah.
If I'm thinking about an album. I'm still running Run It Back by Homebrew, to be honest. It hasn't been 12 months since they've released.
Yeah,
so
it's a good time.
And there's just thinking about the scene in hip hop locally across the board. It's some phenomenal artists.
Yeah.
And a lot of them actually coming down for us anyway. Yeah. So
I mean, I was thinking Moko Mokai, but that might have been just over a year ago.
Yeah, a little bit. But their vinyl release, you know, dropped in the last couple.
Yeah.
And that's still probably one of the best albums to come out in the last 5 years locally in the scene.
Awesome. Well, maybe we can circle back to it when we've got a single, like, focal point.
Amazing questions.
But thank you very much. My second question.
Dan really opened it up.
I want to know, you know, y'all had a really awesome fundraiser with Adju. We love Adju here.
We do. We love Adju too.
Gang. I don't know why I said that. How's 2024 been for Aughty Porty Hip Hop Hustle?
Oh, well, it's been a real mixed bag for us, eh? There's been a lot of ups and downs.
Mm-hmm.
There's been a lot of like excitement, and then a couple of letdowns, and then excitement again, and it's been a bit of a roller coaster, to be honest. We were pretty hopeful that we'd get a solid ass chunk of funding that we applied for, missed out, had a cry, got over it,
mm-hmm.
and then managed to pick up the pieces and sort out the art fundraiser at Adju, and that was incredible. And
nice.
We also managed to pick up some other funding from the DCC and from Otago Community Trust. So we've been really fortunate to manage to piece it together to make it work, and also to ensure that our tickets stay really affordable and really cheap, so it does retain that community essence and that whānau friendly sort of kaupapa. So it's been a real mixed bag, but now we're feeling pretty stoked and pretty excited. I think that's our general feeling.
Nice.
Yeah,
nice.
Definitely, I would agree with that. And I just want to shout out Aiden as well.
Aiden Garati from Adju.
Because he was real instrumental.
Really
instrumental. Because you know, Johnny, you're based in Littleton and doing a lot of organisation for the Aughty Porty Hip Hop Hustle remotely, and that's to have people on the ground is
really shout out.
Mm-hmm.
Emphasises that whole community aspect, which is hip hop overall and how it started. And how, you know, we just continue to hustle no matter what. Like, you know,
the hustle is real.
You can just, like, you know, constantly hit people down, but they'll keep rise up to do what is intended and for the scene.
Yeah, make some cool art and talk some cool politics.
But the DIY, you touched on it there, that DIY
is in the nature.
Attitude or ethos, yeah. You know?
It's in the nature of the culture of hip hop, you know, it isn't just a genre, it's a people. So to be able to have it after the last one was 2022?
Yeah.
Right, bro? So people have been looking forward to this one and be really interested in see in a new venue and a lot of new artists and new sounds that have come out in the last 2 years, like how that, you know,
how they'll shape up. I mean, I think you know, it definitely sounds like a mixed bag, but it's good to go on a high. And just while we're here to celebrate Aiden, big ups to Aiden, my guy. I love that guy to bits.
Sure, Aiden. He's awesome. I just want to also just take a moment to shout out everyone that helped out with that art fundraiser. Like, Elliot helped out so much.
Elliot Jordan Phillips.
Tom Chappell. Hamish did heaps, you know, like lots of promo marketing and last minute cutting out stuff like crazy and like the labels and you know what I mean, like there's just so many people, there's too many people to thank, but off the top of my head, you know, like we wouldn't be able to create the things that we can create if it wasn't for people that we can rely on to help out. So yeah, shot to everyone involved with that.
For sure. There's tons of artists coming to the Otipoti Hip Hop Festival on Saturday, to be distinguished from the Kormi event, which is on Friday at the same venue. Just how many artists are there, and are they all from Otipoti, or are some coming from all over the country?
Man, a mix of all of that. So my last count, and not including the 50 plus Rasa dancers that are swarming sort of in and out.
Name them all individually. No.
Well, we got Billy.
We got Joe.
There's a couple of artists coming down from up north. So we got Should Be Sweet. We've got Ryan coming down from up north. We've got Madre coming down from up north. We've got the large foundation of artists are from Otipoti or live in Otipoti. And we've got a fair few artists from Ōtautahi.
Awesome.
That are driving down for it, which is pretty mean. So yeah, a real mix.
Nice.
Yeah, it's over over 40 plus creative expressionists that are going to be doing their thing, and that makes the event, on particularly on Saturday, very unique amongst a lot of other sort of lineups. When you see, you know, names on a poster, it's so wild. Like, there's a wide, diverse amount of talent across those main four pillars.
Yeah,
and that's again always been a staple to what Otipoti Hip Hop Hustle was all about, right, bro? So
yeah, a really impressive lineup. Like, we're super stoked to be able to curate it, and I guess some people are again being given the opportunity to perform like in this space. I'm not even going to play the positive exposure card for a different type of exposure, you know, because you're getting an audience, you're getting someone in the audience who might be really into graph, and that's really cool. They're going there to probably just primarily check out the live graph and geek out on that, and that's cool. But then they see, you know, someone like Madre playing, or you know, the Ranger and Rover or something, and they're like, they connect with it, and that wasn't intentional, but that's what they've been drawn into because of the four elements coming together. So it's cool.
Touching on those four elements, you know, we've got fire, earth, wind, and water here. Could you tell us more about that?
Well, I'm a water sign.
Okay.
No, actually, I'm an earth sign. I'm Virgo. Earth sign. So, yeah, I don't know if we want to do a deep dive into astrology now.
No, but I do want to talk more about the four elements kind of framework of the Otipoti Hip Hop Hustle
not
event.
Not stove top either.
Because we've got breakdance.
We've got hip-hop dance / breakdancing, but essentially, breakdancing, breaking. You've got, like, emceeing, rapping. You've got DJing or turntablism, scratching. And also, obviously, graffiti, writing.
Oh, so that's what you're calling graph before. Yeah. I was like, you're really into graphs. just love pie charts and bar graphs.
Oh, you're a great interviewer.
Man, I'm so into the culture.
Breakfast interview stays, you know.
You have to keep people entertained as they have their coffee.
Graffiti.
Yes. To talk graffiti. So those kind of four things operate as the framework. Is this the first time this has been in it, or has this been like a long running theme of Otipoti hip hop hustle events?
That's what makes it.
That's what makes hip hop culture hip hop culture. Mm-hmm. So it's always an integral pillar of creative expression, but also storytelling. You know, and that's the importance. And what I, you know, you ask a lot of us questions. Man, I'm interviewing you, but like, yeah, I'm a social media, Otipoti hip hop hustle on Instagram. We did artist profiles and asked people, well, artists, why they love hip hop, and it's like, well, I love hip hop. Hip hop has always been a channel to be able to express yourself and tell stories that are relative to people that look like you or, you know, talk like you and represent that. And yeah, it just gives me chills even just thinking about it, because it's going to be some quite powerful moments.
Yeah.
On Friday, on that comedy and special guest show, and on Saturday too.
So. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's what makes it unique, you know. And there's you know, it's not the first time that this sort of event has been made ever. It's been done in lots of different locations around the world and here in Aotearoa, but it's definitely very unique to Otipoti, and it is also a little bit different to something like, say, the Christchurch Hip Hop Summit. And props to Christchurch Hip Hop Summit, because they're super OGs. They're amazing, and they do this incredible program that goes at least over a week or something. But our sort of point of difference is that we're like, it's called The Hustle because it's one big show, essentially. One big show, that's how it started.
Mm-hmm.
And 3 p.m. to late, you're seeing all of this amazing creative work happen right in front of your eyes in all these different areas. And it's just like a feast for your eyes and ears.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, it's really, really something. I really want to touch on something that I'm kind of, I don't know, I feel a little bit ignorant about this, but I've never really known there to be an Otipoti hip-hop scene. I want to know, how would you guys characterize the Dunedin hip-hop scene? Because I feel like I might just not be in the same circles or go to the right events, but yeah.
I think the Dunedin hip-hop scene is arguably not as big as it used to be.
Mm-hmm.
It definitely had some. It's had some really, really big moments. Pivotal, I guess nationally speaking,
pivotal moments as well.
Some very pivotal moments, especially with DJ Shan.
Who's going to be playing at the Hip Hop Hustle?
Yep.
Yes.
Correct.
Yeah.
But DJ Shan.
Yeah. Venues like Bath Street and Shan, you know, and the SAS, in terms of being real pivotal in terms of that time of Scribe. Early Decons.
Yeah, it was that New Zealand pioneering of hip hop
around that time. Mm. Yeah, well, when Asia Mystic came out, but in the parallels of like when you had the 50s and the M&Ms and all that, and that scene, it really started globalizing. It more so, but people have always been here doing their things. So I'd probably even describe it as quite fragmented.
Or fluctuating.
I'd say
it fluctuates. Quite a lot.
People, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And there's been different time periods, you know, where you had like ASO Music, and this is probably only talking maybe like 7-8 years ago sort of thing. ASO Music, Raichi was going hard, the Herd Boys were going hard, you know, Optimus Mind, Alex G, Bo Jeffries, Dust Down Sound System, you know, there's been sort of chunks of time that have been where it's been quite big in the community, and then it's sort of gone a bit sleepy, and then so it sort of fluctuates.
Even like, think about a lot of the sponsors too, Otipoti Hip Hop Hustle, you know, whether it's Cuckoo Coffee, Jared, based up in Caversham, like rooted within that culture too, and then Pavement, you know, there's so many other you know, entities around that are kind of quite instrumental for building that community.
Mm-hmm. And they're definitely
doing amazing things, so.
Helping it thrive.
It's certainly, I would say, a little bit of an, what do you call it, an undercurrent, though, or it's not in your face. Yeah.
I think it just raises...
In Dunedin.
I think it just raises one thing, and this is only speaking of my bias of local hip-hop and R&B, is that South Island is underrepresented.
Mm-hmm.
But there is, relative to, you know, other centres like Auckland or Wellington, but don't get me wrong, like, particularly in the last 12 months, some of the best hip-hop projects come out of those who are tied to the South Island. And a lot of them are performing on Saturday. So whether that's, Friday and Saturday, whether it's Raws and Infectious, Commie, his album, Range and Rover, J-Night Should Be Sweet, and so many other people that are in attendance, they've even contributed to the last 2 years of some really phenomenal bodies of work that may have got overlooked because they're not in where a lot of the conversations happen, which are particularly in Tamaki Makaurau or Punaki. So
that's just true.
It gives an awesome, good opportunity for the hustle for people to feel like, oh, hang on, there hasn't been a huge amount of hip hop kind of shows here. Because quite often it gets rerouted, and that's a reality. So hopefully, you know, having this, it inspires people to do other artists, to more established artists, to kind of perform down here for people that we know live and breathe it.
And grow really the emerging talent as well, because I mean, there's some really cool stuff bubbling up under the surface. You know,
like Music Heals.
Yeah, you look at Music Heals with what Raichi and what Wetini are doing with their creative hip hop therapy. It's like,
it's big ups to them.
It's all quite linked into trying to foster, you know, creativity and growth. Like, it's cool.
And just that community minded. It takes a village, not just one person. And you can have a, you know, superstar come out of any given region, but if you have a whole group of people uplifting a scene, there's no telling of the heights where the potential we can even go to. And,
for sure,
you know, we're already looking forward. Me being back the last like year and a half, I can only hope that it grows more so. You know, so far out.
As we've kind of alluded to, there are two events running here. We've got the Call Me performance on Friday, and then we've got the big hip hop festival on the Saturday, this Saturday. Where can people buy tickets for the Saturday event? I assume it's from a similar page.
So both the Friday and the Saturday event. Easiest way would be go to our website, and it's www.ohhh.nz, and you can go through to the tickets from there.
Cool.
Or you can go to the Eric's Flickit site. Either one of those, you can access both. It's really cool because if you want to get tickets to the Commie show, you can also get your add-on tickets for cheaper through that, add to your cart there, instead of having to pay extra booking fees. And they're also a little bit cheaper just because we're legends. and same vice versa, if you go to get main festival tickets for Saturday, you can get add-on tickets for Commie on there as well. So that's all sorted.
And the Saturday show is an all-ages show, but the Friday show, I assume, is not?
Well, the Friday show is still all-ages.
Okay, yeah.
But because it's later, we kind of just put 18-plus and rangatahi prices, so there might still be some like teenagers still able to go, that's fine.
Yeah.
But we've only got the $30 18-plus and $15 rangatahi tickets for the Commie show because of the nature of the... because it's later.
Yeah.
And there's a few other things happening on the Friday of that, right?
I wanted to plug the keynote speakers.
And talk about like why Friday is probably, it's really important of a lot of things that are happening throughout the day, but particularly those keynote speakers.
The program is there's a lot going on. We've got our youth workshops happening from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. On the Friday. And there's a workshop for each of the elements, which is run by some of our amazing talented local facilitators. And then later on we have a private artist meet and greet, which is going to be really cool for us all to get together. That's not open to the public, but that's going to be awesome for us. And then 6:30 to 7:30 completely free public event is our keynote speaker session. So we've got Wetini Rapana, Claire Rye and Matt Peppercorn, and they're all going to be discussing their how they use hip hop as a vehicle in their creative therapy, individual creative professional therapeutic work. So that's going to be actually real interesting and cool. Again, at Eric's, it's at Eric's, and then that leads into the comedy show along with the other amazing artists that I mean, we can rattle them off.
Yeah, so you know, you got Jay Knight, Yane,
the horse, Lavini Lale,
and then alongside Commie, you got Rules Infectious, and Rules Infectious, yeah. And then alongside Commie's performance, Tay Renee. Phenomenal, mm-hmm. by the way. Recently opened up for Lady Six. Mad jealous I couldn't go to that show.
Tay Renee's voice.
It's just.
Just come see it live.
Mm-hmm.
Seriously.
Like, yeah. And that's also another integral kind of like side pillar I always find is like Wahine representation, and particularly in that soul and R&B, is incredibly important to the roots of hip hop in terms of how songs are formed or sampled.
Yeah.
And bringing that and kind of in that lineage of artists like Batty Wadi, who was mad instrumental in YGB, and you know, Lady Six, prime example as well. It's like being ensuring we have that sound.
We're so blessed.
It's
we're
amazing.
So blessed to to have the amazing Wahine coming and performing that we do. It's pretty pretty awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, it sounds like it's gonna be a real bang out show. I really want to thank you all for your time and coming on the program today. It was really, really great to talk to you.
Cheers. Thanks so much.
Cheers. Appreciate it, mate.
Cheers, cheers. That was Johnny Waters and Sort of the Hamish from OHHH or T40 Hip Hop Hustle talking about the upcoming shows on Parare Friday and Hature Saturday. Get amongst, head to the Otipoti Hip Hop Hustle website to find tickets or the event finder link, which is on our Rad Times Gig Guide. Here is Call Me an Infectious with Taipo. You're listening to The One. Keep it locked.
Taipo.
All of our content lives online at r1.co.nz.